Hello and welcome to the Ordinary Church Podcast. This is a podcast about the church and for the church. I'm Connor. I'm here with Mike, and we're excited to be with you. The title on the podcast today is The Post-Christmas Letdown, and Mike demanded that I say on the podcast, he wanted to call it The Christmas Hangover and how to deal with it. So that's what we're talking about, because the day this podcast is dropping is the 26th. So Christmas has passed, probably, for a lot of people listening. Maybe there's still a Christmas celebration waiting in the wings. Maybe you're doing a second family Christmas today. But mostly Christmas is wrapping up. It's time to tear down the decor and kind of move on in life. So we're talking about how do you deal with the post-Christmas letdown or hangover. So Mike, let me just kick it to you. Lead us into this.
Well, first I think you need to repent. Because I feel like there's a little bit of a I'm the guy, by the way, I'm the one who said, hey, you should say that about the title I wanted. But I feel like it needs a little bit of context, because I feel like you kind of led them to think, you know what I mean? I think you need to just repent, right?
I feel like I've been baited and switched into
I think you've been so baited and switched.
Yeah.
I even knew that I was going to say this.
Oh, yeah.
No. So seriously, folks, the reason I wanted to call it that is because, just to be edgy. But seriously, what I don't mean is that you drink a lot of alcohol and you have a hangover. What I mean is the physical, emotional, aggregate effects of the way we celebrate holidays and getting over that hangover, which is it's the post-Christmas letdown.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
It's the aftermath, right? It's the, you know, like when all the kids tear into all the gifts and there's just wrapping paper all over the place. But then there's usually one person in the family that likes to neat and tidy it in process. They're picking it up and putting it in a thing, you know.
Right.
So there's someone, my family's so big, there's always someone who does that.
Someone's doing that.
Someone does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you get through all this? I feel like if it was just worshiping Jesus at Christmas, we wouldn't even have a podcast about the post-Christmas letdown. We'd be like, how awesome is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Bible didn't say, hey, celebrate Jesus once a year. It's like, he's our life. That's all the way through, right?
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, I think it's, we have to get past all the trappings to get to the juicy center, or the chewy center, or however you want to say it, like the goodness.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think that most people have this sadness after, or like an exhaustion after Christmas?
I don't know.
Some people
just don't know what to say, and so they act like they're that way, because they just fill in the blanks. I don't know. I'm not saying that everybody's being disingenuous, but I see people and they're like, give the big sigh, it's over now. Or I had so many people over, and I'm like, didn't you want them to be over, you know? And
yeah,
all of that. Like, my kids are all coming over. We have 5 kids, 4 of them are married. We have 6 grandkids, 1 in utero, so 7. And seriously, they're all spending the night on December 25th into the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overjoyed. I don't know where they're all going to be. I mean, we have a lot of rooms, but I don't know where they're all going to be. But I'm excited. But the thing I won't be doing, I don't think Ange and I would be doing, is, oh, they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess maybe it's how you're wired. I don't know. Why don't we put it this way? We all know that a season, a holiday season, culturally, takes some kind of energy, even if you ignore it. It takes energy to ignore it.
Definitely.
So that there's some kind of aggregate effect upon us. Like my dad said to me the other day, or wrote me on an email, and he said, hey, if you slow down, you get more MPGs. He wasn't talking about my car, I don't think. He was talking about, like, slow down in life and you'll get more miles per gallon, you know, like you'll be more efficient, whatever.
It's good dad advice.
Yeah, he always gives me that kind of advice. Yeah. And I really appreciate it. I said, Dad, that's a good word picture, you know. But maybe because we're so fast paced, even the people that slow it down have to work really hard to do it.
To slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we focus more on the idea of, like, look, it's just normal that we're going through a season that, like, we're bombarded with Black Friday stuff in July, and early Black Friday sale in July.
Yeah.
And, you know, you ate too many cookies and you're thinking you should exercise and blah, blah, blah. And you saw some relatives that made you a little upset. you saw some relatives that made you frustrated or maybe even gave you some stress. You ran into some people at the store that you wish you wouldn't have. You know, maybe there's some things like this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's there.
Yeah. Or maybe or
could
maybe
be there. Could be there.
Or maybe we just focus on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Is it almost strange that at some level people might finish Christmas and feel like, ah, now I can get back to my
to following Jesus.
Yeah. Like hopefully not, right? Hopefully.
You know what I said on Sunday? Did you hear that line where I said it's entirely possible? I think I repeated it twice. It's entirely possible to go through the whole Christmas season without one worshipful thought of Jesus. Mm-hmm. When I said that, all three services, when I said that, there were people that literally I could tell they were like, oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Almost like in that moment, people were realizing, I haven't had any worshipful thoughts of Jesus this season.
Yep.
And that's okay. I mean, it's like, it's okay to think that through and go, wait a minute, you know, like shake the dust loose or shake the rust loose a little bit and go, no, hey.
I think that's good. Yeah. I feel like the machinery of the Christmas season and the stuff that most people do, the family gatherings, the gifts, it doesn't necessarily direct you toward worship, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It's not like the natural inertia is just pulling people to worship Jesus, because most of us do largely what a lot of unbelieving families do as well, you know, or unbelieving people do as well. And they're not being drawn to worship Jesus. So
in the average family, in the average Christian family, think about this. What you just said is like, everyone's going, yep. I like you use the word machinery of Christmas too. Mm. It's almost like it's in motion and it's going, and you either step aside or get run over.
Are you going to get on?
Hop on, step aside or get run over.
Right.
But the idea that you take this, the average Christian family, maybe we'll just end with a thought like this, okay? The average Christian family in the Christmas season, everybody comes over and they want to watch something. They want to watch a movie. And they get the dad or the mom saying, hey, why don't we go through Johnny Gibson's book, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and do the daily liturgy for family worship at Christmas, the red book.
Yeah. Good. It's a good idea. Yeah.
And what's it'd be like, okay, well, can we make it quick?
Right.
So we can watch a 2-hour movie? Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about this.
Yeah.
Can we do this 15-minute thing or this 10-minute thing or this 5-minute thing so we can get to something else? Yikesy. Now, there might be someone listening that goes, that's not us. We didn't do that. Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Hmm. Remember Jesus Christ who came to save sinners.
Yeah.
Remember Jesus Christ who is our life. You know, let's get that cemented and then go watch the movie and all that. But it's interesting that the feeling that people have or the emotion or the pushback you get, if you go, hey, can we stop and read the Bible for a few?
Hmm. Yeah, pray, it can feel so jarring sometimes. And the fact that it can feel like such an intrusion probably, you know, should make alarm bells go off. Wow, that's a scary thought. I think maybe closing thought on my end, Mike, would just be something like this. Like, sometimes I feel like people, whether it's Christmas or whatever, we can almost analyze it afterwards and say, oh, another year and we got so caught up in Christmas or something, you know. And I think there's probably good reflection that can come from that. But also, I think it's okay to just say, hey, there's seasons in life, you know, there's flows, there's times where your mind is moving towards something or your family's gathered for something, and that can be good. Like, hey, it came and went and it was good and we had good times and now we move on. And I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, we might say, oh man, we got pulled into Christmas again and now I got to reset. And okay, my New Year's resolution will be that I'm going to actually start reading my Bible now or what, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I'm rambling, but I think there can be a sense of just embracing, okay, yeah, God's put me in a country where most of us kind of celebrate like this and in a time in history where this is how the church is, you know, doing things in December. And so I did it and now I'm going to keep living my life, you know?
Yeah. I think that's good. Amy Carmichael said something like this, like if I make too much of something appointed, it kind of make it an idol. Hmm. And the idea that, yeah, just kind of roll with the moguls, go over the speed bumps, whatever you need to do, and just literally just like, what's the next thing?
Yeah.
And the next thing as I'm following Christ.
Yeah.
And not make such a big deal. If we make such a big deal about everything, then we get these letdowns. Mm. That's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
You only get let down if you go high.
Yeah.
So what about staying a little more, you know, daily?
There you go.
You know?
That's good. Yeah. Yep. So listeners, hope that was helpful for you. Some scattered thoughts, but hopefully just some good things for you to think about. Enjoy this this kind of quieter time now, hopefully over this next week. And we love you, and we'll talk to you next time on the podcast. Have a great day.